Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, our personal technology advisor, Rick Miller. Birthdays, born on November 20th, 1925, U.S. Attorney General, Senator from the state of New York, and the brother of President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy.
Surely we can learn at the least to look around at those of us, of our fellow man. And surely we can begin to work a little harder to bind up the wounds among us and to become in our hearts brothers and countrymen once again.
In 1945, the Nuremberg trials of Nazi war criminals begin in Germany.
Nuremberg's court building, scene of the forthcoming trials of top-ranked Nazi war criminals. German prisoners work at enlarging the courtroom, fitting it with broadcasting and newsreel camera booths to carry the story of the trial throughout the world.
The Palace of Justice in Nuremberg, Germany, once the holy city of Nazism, the 20 most important surviving members of the Hitler gang go on trial.
In 1982, easily the wildest, weirdest end to a college football game as the California Golden Bears lateral their way to a game-winning touchdown against Stanford.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. All the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's got it to the end. The Bears! The Bears have won! The Bears have won! Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Number one on the charts this day in 1943, it spent 12 weeks at number one, the Mills Brothers and Paper Doll.
I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes.
On the KETR events calendar, the annual Commerce Public Library book sale continues through December 31st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The books are completely changed out every 2 weeks. Look for new books on Mondays. The Commerce Public Library book sale continuing through December 31st. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Rick Miller, our personal technology advisor. Rick, you say there are some tech things probably not good to buy for Christmas.
You should probably buy them. You should probably buy them, let's say, in a timely fashion. Good to buy, but not to buy right now. Hmm. And there's three things. And one of them's brand name, high-end, high-definition TVs. The ones that you'll find on sale in the stores, it's going to be the lower no-name ones as well as the base models. But if you want one of those really nice big 65-inch ones or 55-inch ones that have all the big, big stuff on it, you probably want to wait on that because they're going to always come down. Now, the ones that are discounted are the ones that you want for the bedroom or some of the other places, but for your big home theater type thing, you know, those are ones that you're probably going to not get a good price. So you probably want to wait till after the, again, with some of the other stuff, after the Consumer Electronics Show in January, those prices start dropping. And it's like digital cameras. I want a digital camera so bad right now. They have the new hybrids out. But I know that they're coming out with a whole bunch of new ones in February. And the one that I want now is going to be discounted so heavily, it doesn't make sense to go ahead and buy it now.
Something else better to wait until after the holidays to buy?
Yeah, the laptops. Laptops pretty much hold their price until the late part of December. So if you buy a laptop at the first part of December, November, then you're going to find out that the prices drop right after you bought them. And so if my suggestion would be buy them at a price matching store that, you know, if the prices go down, then you can take it back. But who wants to take it back? That's like taking candy away from a baby. It's taking tech away from a big kid.
Now, you say there are some things that may cost an arm and a leg, but you say go ahead and buy them now.
I think one of the hot things coming out is the PlayStation 4, and everybody's been wanting it. But you're going to find those in little pockets, like Best Buy, I checked today, still had some. Most of the notices said, please check each individual store. But it is so cool. That machine is so cool and does things faster, better, quicker. And it just, you know, it's a gadget, John Mark, that has gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to love something like that. I mean, it has its own gadgets.
It's just one of those things that's worth the cost given the pleasure it's going to give.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It's going to be $400. There's not going to be any discounts on that one. But it's still cheaper than the Xbox One, which comes in around $500. And there are people that are PlayStation folks, and there's people that are Wii folks, and those are people that are Xbox folks. And so you just pick your pain.
You're a big fan of the new tablets?
The tablets that are coming out, I really like, and you know my preference for Apple products, but the iPad Air, I saw one this last week, and it is so elegant, and it is so fast. And it comes in around $548. But right next to it, as I would recommend, if you don't like Apple products and you just don't want to go there, I would go for the Surface 2 Pro.
What else?
Another go-to thing is the new Kindle. The Kindle Fire with the paper white processor, not processor, but visual. You can walk out in broad daylight and read it. And it also has, you know, its form of apps. It also has, you know, things that you can do with it that are just incredible. And again, a lower price point.
And you say we may be about to see the end of Black Friday as we know it.
And that's gonna be interesting. Like a lot of people that don't watch football or could care less about taking a nap, what do you do on Thursday, on you know, that Thursday afternoon? You watch TV, you go to the movies, you take a big nap. Well, the retailers trying to take the pressure off of that Friday, like in our area, Kohl's and Macy's are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. And if they're going to be open, that's going to put pressure on other people to do it, Thanksgiving Day itself. And so it's going to beat that getting up at, you know, 2:30 in the morning and going and waiting in line, which is an adventure for some people. But here's what, a lot of smart people are doing. They're ordering online and picking up the store whenever they want to. And so I think the death of Black Friday may pretty much come to be in the next 2 or 3 years.
Rick Miller is our advisor on all things having to do with personal technology. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.